Well, I guess basically we're out here because we're looking to send a message to government that we want the indiscriminate killing of Native women and girls to stop. We want the federal government to take a leadership role to make a declaration that there's value and concern to the lives of Native women and girls, and that their deaths require investigation, and it requires a comprehensive federal strategy with a national inquiry in order to get that information to make this stop.
And have you had a response from the federal government?
Well, we sent them a letter at the beginning of February, and we asked for a response. We didn't receive a written response. We gave them till the end of the month, and on Friday we instead had hundreds of OPP officers, RCMP, and the Canadian military that descended on our community, that began shutting down roads and taking up positions of occupation. And so we felt that, I guess, we didn't get a written response. We got an actual response by way of that. And so we convened a meeting in the community, and we decided that we needed to respond to that tactic as well. And so we came out Sunday evening here, about 80 men strong, anticipating a confrontation. And we met them here in the intersection, and we set up the position that we're in right now.
How have the OPP been? Have they been cooperative?
Well, since that time, I think that they felt that there was an overwhelming support from the community, and that they may have anticipated our numbers to be smaller than that. And I think they were a bit taken aback and overwhelmed. So we quickly were able to set down some rules and some understandings, and it's been, they've been very respectful since then, and certainly given the nature of the issue and what we're asking for, I think that they feel a bit vulnerable bashing in our heads or attacking women when we're looking for justice for for 825 dead Indian women.
And is there a number of how many are missing from Tyendinaga?
Our community's been impacted as well,
mm-hmm.
and certainly I know my neighbor lost a sister in British Columbia. She was found in a dumpster. Her life was celebrated last summer in Kingston, along with a memorial for other women. But certainly from the province of Ontario and across Canada, every community, every family has been affected by this. And in Ontario, there's probably in excess of 100 First Nations women who've been murdered. And across the country, the minimum that the government acknowledges is 825 right now. Activists within that are doing work on missing and murdered women put that number closer to 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very significant number.
Speaking of activists, Loretta Saunders,
right.
the woman who was just found murdered,
right.
Who was writing her thesis on Aboriginal women, has anybody here had a chance to look at her thesis? Or,
well, she had prepared. My understanding is she prepared an outline to develop her thesis and write her thesis on that. I think that, you know, even speaking about that, the only information, government has never taken this seriously. In the past 7.5 years, there's been calls for an inquiry. There's been calls for government intervention for sure the last 7.5 years. And the only information that we've ever been able to rely on, even when we're talking about 824 women, is based on a doctoral thesis of a woman named Marianne Pierce, who presented it last September. So to sort of illustrate that, the government has never come out through a task force or allocated the resources to ascertain the true extent and scope of the problem. And we've been getting information from people that have been doing this research independently. I know that Loretta had had put a plan forward to do a thesis on murdered and missing women, and certainly that would have been beneficial and helpful as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sort of adds to the irony of her passing. Discarded in the ditch along the road like so many other women.
Mm-hmm.
People feel that there is no value in the lives of Indigenous women and that they can be just discarded like trash. I think it's primarily one of the reasons why we feel that it's important for the Prime Minister to take that leadership role to demonstrate to the rest of the country that he feels that there is a sense of value in the lives of our women, and to be disposed of in such a way is simply unacceptable. I think he needs to make that statement so that people understand that there's consequences for their action. Right now, people kill our women. They abduct them, they rape them, they torture them, they destroy them. And without coming out and taking a position of strong leadership from the Prime Minister himself, he's condoning that type of action. And people, through his silence, I think, feel that there's impunity in their actions and that they're not going to be pursued. And we want him to change that position. And we certainly are going to do everything from this point to encourage him to do that.
Well,
you know, we set this up in order to create a relatively tense situation. We wanted to create an environment where the issue could be discussed without the imminent threat of confrontation. Oftentimes in the past when we've engaged in specific actions, it's been very heated and the focus has been on the police action and our response and what we're going to do. And this is an issue that needs to be addressed that focuses on the lives of the women and girls. And,
mm-hmm.
and so we're here for a few days to facilitate that. And Friday there's a report coming out from Parliament on murdered and missing women. And we would like to add as much pressure and add our voice to that report and to have government make a real well thought out response to that and to hopefully develop a comprehensive strategy to deal with this issue.